Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new species of being, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And I'm going to tell you something. People are getting healed spiritually, and as they're getting healed spiritually, it's reacting in the physical, and that's the way God intended it. And there are people with arthritis in their hands, in their fingers, and if you'll move your fingers, you'll see, in Jesus' name, the pain is gone. In the wrist, carpal tunnel, anything in the hand or wrist area, you are being healed in Jesus' name, and in the back area also. I'll tell you, my guest, John McTernan, and we're touching on a ministry that Jesus has given to each one of us that so few understand. John, you were telling me about this amazing Vietnam veteran that just could not get free. Tell me what happened to him.
Sid, he was a very good friend of a pastor friend of mine, and I didn't know him well. I only met him once. His name was Paul. And I attended a prayer meeting, and Paul was there, and Pastor Jeff was there, and Paul was sitting next to me, and I could hear him praying, and I knew something was wrong. So after the prayer meeting, I went to him, and I said, "Excuse me," I said, "I overheard you praying, and there's something wrong, and I'd like to pray for you." So Pastor Jeff came over, and he said to me, "We've been praying for him for 25 years for deliverance. We don't know what it is. We've kind of given up, and we got to wait into eternity, and Jesus will show us." And I said, "Well, let's pray." And I started to pray, and I couldn't. I stopped, and I said, "Paul, the Lord stopped me. There's something here." And all of a sudden, in my spirit, I heard broken heart, broken heart, broken heart. I said, "Paul, the Lord's telling me you have a broken heart." And instantly, this man was 65 years old. Instantly, he said, "Yes, I do. Yes, I do." And I said, "When did it happen?" Now, he's a 65-year-old man. He is a Vietnam veteran, decorated Vietnam veteran. And he said, "When I was 11 years old, my mother rejected me." And Pastor Jeff, standing next to me, "Paul, why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you tell us?" But you see, Sid, it takes like almost a revelation of the Holy Spirit to show us it. And I prayed for him. I prayed for the healing of his broken heart, and I kept in touch with him through Pastor Jeff. Pastor Jeff was telling me these amazing stories where God restored him to his mother. He had been estranged from her for decades. He was restored to his mother. The Veterans Administration took him off all the medicine. His mind was healed. His heart was healed. And unfortunately, Pastor Jeff passed away. And I met Paul at Pastor Jeff's funeral. Sid, I could hardly recognize him. At this time, he was about 70. He looked like he was 40. In fact, I went up to him, and I said, "Paul?" And he said, "Oh, yeah." And, of course, he recognized me, and we were shaking hands. And he said, "Thank you for praying for me. God did so much in my life. The problem was a broken heart." And it wasn't a violent act that did it, Sid. It was rejection. He remembered it vividly, going back to when he was 11 years old, and that broke his heart, and all of the prayers for 25 years didn't free him until his heart was healed.
And you know what is so amazing to me is the way we humans are made in such a fallen world, being so fallen that it doesn't take something so traumatic to shatter our heart. If you're a kid, and you just get rejected by the other students at school, no big deal. But to a kid, it's the worst thing in the world. And each one shatters your heart a little bit more. That's why Jesus said his ministry was first to take care of the brokenhearted. Tell me the connection, if you will. If someone has their heart healed, then the deliverance comes easy. then the gifts or spirit start flowing. But they get wrong their understanding of Israel, of the Jewish people. What problem is that?
Sid, it's an enormous problem. God's prophetic word is out there for everybody to see, and there's blessings and curses dealing with the Jewish people. And if we are wrong with handling what God's doing prophetically with the nation of Israel and the Jewish people, the Bible talks about blessings and curses. And unfortunately today, and I'm talking about the United States, there are whole spiritual camps developing, rejecting the modern state of Israel. And this is very serious, Sid. They are working day and night to pull people into their camp and to pull them out from the protection of the blessings of God's word and bring them into, I believe, a very ugly spirit that really resembles the spirit of Islam, Sid.
What would you say to someone that came up to you, John, and said, yes, God had a covenant with the Jewish people in Israel, but we're no longer under the law, so therefore, Israel is no different, the Jewish people are no different than any other country or any other people group. What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, Romans chapter 11 is crystal clear on that, where God has put the Jewish people aside temporarily to form his church, but he's not forsaken them. It's crystal clear. And then later on in Romans, it says about all Israel shall be saved. All Israel. Not, this is not the church. The context is Israel. All Israel will be saved. And that's what's going to happen at the second coming of Jesus Christ. God still has many things to fulfill for the Jewish people. He's going to set up a kingdom here on earth with Jerusalem being the capital. He's going to have a magnificent temple. We call it a temple. He calls it his house. Will be set up in Jerusalem, and he's going to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords for 1,000 years. And that is his promises that he has made to the Jewish people that have never been revoked. And that'll be fulfilled at the second coming of Jesus Christ.
And you know where a lot of Christians make a mistake? When they take a biblical new covenant term, such as no longer under the law, and they don't realize that that is referring to no longer under the law for righteousness. But are we going to toss out the Ten Commandments? Are we going to toss out all the end-time prophecies? Of course not. That was the last thing that Paul wanted people to understand.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And the way I look at this is the Bible was very specific in great detail about the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right, Sid? I mean, the time of his birth, the place of his birth.
Yeah, although it was very specific, few Jewish people even realized it.
Well, but the Bible is also specific about the Lord's second coming. And the foundation of his second coming, when you look at the scriptures, is he's coming to Israel, a restored Israel. He's coming to Jerusalem, to the Jewish people who are going to recognize him as his Messiah. So when did the literal first coming, or when the first coming is literal, and when then did it switch that the second coming is figurative? It's the same. It's the same. In fact, some of the prophecies are in the same verse. The Lord's first and second coming are in Zechariah 9 and 10.
You know what? If those Christians that have thrown out the Old Testament, I'm convinced, are going to miss key prophecies for his return.
Yes, and isn't it interesting where the Jewish people at the time of the Lord missed his first coming for misunderstanding Scripture, and now people that name the name of the Lord are missing his second coming for this misunderstanding of Scriptures. The Lord's second coming can be right on top of them, and they can't see it because they do not believe in the literalness of the Word of God.
You know, John, on yesterday's broadcast, I promised you would pray for people with a broken heart, but our time has slipped away. I promise you, Mishpucha, on Friday's broadcast, I will have John pray for brokenhearted people. And that, as far as I'm concerned, everyone. And you told me in the Hebrew what that word means. It means shattered. Explain that again.
Yeah, Sid, picture you had a glass bottle in your hand, and you not dropped it, but you threw it down forcefully on the ground. And wouldn't that glass jar shatter into hundreds of pieces and go all over the room?
For sure. It'd be nuts to do it, by the way, but go ahead.
That is the picture in the Hebrew and the Greek of what happens to the human heart when it's broken. It's not a little tear. It's a violent ripping with shards and fragments. That's the picture in the spiritual realm of what happens to our heart.
But, John, the thing that is so amazing to me is once people understand the teaching and you pray a supernatural prayer over them, it seems to me it should be much more complex to heal their heart than that. Is it that easy?
Well, the hard part about it is forgiveness.
But isn't it the broken heart that's stopping people from forgiving?
Yeah, well, it could be. And in that case, what I do with people is I ask for God's grace. We pray and we ask for God's supernatural grace in their life for forgiveness. And that has worked every time.
Okay. I can't wait to get into your hands this 3-DVD series plus the special notes called Healing the Broken Heart and Walking Under the Blessings of Abraham. We didn't even get to those blessings of Abraham that are about ready to be poured out on those Christians that understand this and are walking, are basically on God's side in the last days. So we're making the 3-DVD series and the notes available for a gift of $40. And on tomorrow's broadcast, John, I believe that we are going to start people in the right direction as far as healing their broken hearts. And I can't wait for the reports that are going to come from the people that sit under this full teaching that we recorded at our mentoring center in Charlotte, North Carolina, the 3 DVDs and the special notes, again, available for a gift of $40. Call it right today. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.